Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Yes, I wait for a long time. I really wait for this day to come. I am so excited to be with you. This is the voice of Minister Kim, and I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning to our Gleam of Hope. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Yes. See, I was just playing with you guys today. Welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is no other than your girl, Minister Kim, hanging out in the New Bronx. I call it the New Bronx because they're revitalizing the Bronx, and we definitely need a new facelift. Amen. On this side of town. So, I know y'all thought it was a recording, but no, we are live today. We would not allow this weekend to go by without celebrating our men on fire, our dads. Happy Father's Day to you. We love you from our hearts to yours. I want you to have an awesome weekend. Now, moms, even the exes, the baby mama drama, all that stuff, cut it out. Look, honor these dads this weekend. Actually, I need you to honor them every day. I need you to speak life into them. Don't speak what they're doing, but speak what you desire for them to do. Seek the face of the Lord and say, Lord, help me to pray for them. Help me to love them in spite of. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be with them. Amen. At the end of the day, there is a baby or babies involved, and they need to have parents. Amen. You can't just be having one parent and got an attitude with the other. No, we can't have that because it causes strife. It causes your child or your children to grow up with some kind of animosity, and we need our children to be whole. Amen. And God ordained family. So I'm just letting you know, okay? I'm saying it straight today. I need you to love on our fathers. Amen. My biological father went to heaven some years ago. Amen. He was not in my life all the time. But guess what? When he did, I loved my dad. I took care of my dad, and it was only God. And guess what? My mom never said any negative word in my presence towards my daddy. Actually, she covered for my father. For all you women out there, yep, I'm going to tell you like it is because you're my sister, and I want you to mature. Stop talking about them babies' daddies in front of them. That's still their father. That hurts them when you talk about their dad. They know what their dad is not doing. You don't have to be a reminder. You don't have to put salt to the wound. You speak life unto that baby and let them know their dad loves them. He just can't be here right about now, but he gonna come soon and see about you. Encourage them, amen, that they don't recycle the same mannerism that they went through, amen. It's a curse on our children, and we gotta break it by us doing the right thing. It starts with us, amen. But I want to wish my baby, amen, my hubby, my boo, my friend, a happy Father's Day. I want to wish my firstborn, oh, my God, he got three babies, amen, three daughters. I want to wish Lamar Burrell a happy Father's Day. I want to wish my pastor, amen, our pastor, right, Radio Angel, our spiritual dad, a happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Pastor Cooper, but Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, yeah, and
happy
a special
day.
Yes, and also to my spiritual son, amen, Bio, God bless you. That is the husband of my spiritual daughter, Lucinda Cross, the chief activator. We want to wish you also a happy Father's Day, and all of my brothers that I know you are doing the best that you can, and I want you to keep doing what you need to do. And for those who are incarcerated, we wish you a happy Father's Day, near and far. I don't care why you're there. You still a dad, and we want you to understand that we love you right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Y'all ready to have an awesome show today? Because I am truly, as you can hear, excited. I get excited when it's Father's Day because oftentimes when it comes to the women, the Mother's Day, all of the stores are full. You can't even find a Mother's Day card. Amen. Nothing from Walmart, anything like that. It's just so complicated. The restaurants are full. But when it comes to Dad, I still see the cards in the stores. Amen. Come on, go get a Father's Day card. I hope that between last night, today, and tomorrow, that the restaurants are full. I don't care if they charge you extra. Celebrate the Father. Celebrate that man. Amen. Because he is an image to somebody's child out here. Amen. Can we do that? All righty. So today and the rest of the month, we want to invite you to continue to be a part of our show, which brings you a gleam of hope, because we're going to be just looking at some distinguishing men, amen, that's around the globe, amen. They don't have to be here in our tri-city, but we want to acknowledge them because they are doing phenomenal things in our community. Today, amen, we want to look at a gentleman, amen. He's a New York City activist. His name is Mr. Kevin Livingston. Amen. He founded the 100 Suits for 100 Men, which is a nonprofit organization that helps young gang members and ex-convicts reestablish themselves in society. Now, I can relate to this because of the work that I do, amen, as I work with some of these individuals, amen. And Kevin, you know, he focused on men from the age of 15 to 23, which is great because they're in their prime times. And oftentimes, these young men growing into manhood do not have a biological father, that mentor to step in and guide them. Amen. They leave, amen, one transition to the other, and there's no guidance. There's no how to do this. Amen. And no, there's no ironclad book, amen, how to be a man. But I believe if you tune in to God, number one, and if you have people in your life that God sends, amen, to help you, then, you know, your role gets better, amen. You learn how to handle life in every area of it, life, just in life in general, amen. You'll deal with the prayer pressure, you'll deal with the puberty, you'll deal with the, you know, the girls, and, you know, you deal with schooling, you deal with, you know, if your parents separate. There's so much stuff that our young boys are dealing with today, and one of the things that they deal with is the pressure of the community, gangs, amen, the initiation, you know, being a part and being accepted. So a lot of these young men, they don't want to do it, but sometimes the pressure, sometimes being accepted is causing them to want to be a part of something. So today we want to talk about the importance of you and I being that role model, a positive role model to help our young men. I'm going, when we come back, I'm going to share with you how many gangs are really right here in this tri-city where we live at. Amen. You could be walking right next to a gang member. He could be in your vicinity, and you don't even know. Amen. Because some of them, they wearing the, you know, the red bandanas and the blue bandanas. They got other things that identify who they are. And I'm not here to game bash them. It's not about that, because they're all God's children. And I understand that sometimes we get caught up in stuff. Amen. Because, you know, no one accepted us. And for whatever reason they have, maybe they just feel like they're a gangster. I don't know. But underneath that, really, it's fear. Amen. Fear. You know, I have to portray myself to be one way. Amen. Because I'm really fearful. Amen. Come on. I'm going to be real today. Amen. And I ain't afraid to talk it, because this is true. There's always a root behind something. So we want to talk about that when we come back on air. We'll be back as Radio Angel Take Us Higher right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be right back.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good, cause it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
live out my dreams, so I can be what you meant for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of.
Right before I die, I gotta
love my enemies. Ooh. Forgive the past and set them free, so I can breathe, breathe up the things every blessing God has for me. He is for me, not just for you.
Again, we want to welcome you to our live broadcast today. This is your host, Minister Kim, taking the express train out of the newfound Bronx, because I got to head over to Kingdom Life Temple, amen, for our annual, I'll say, no, not annual, you know, monthly, that's right, right word, monthly day when we feed the community. And I'm not talking about just food, but we also give out clothing, shoes, and it's just an awesome fellowship. Amen. We work with so many wonderful men and women who have a servitude heart. So shout out to Kingdom Life Temple, the pantry crew. Amen. The crew that holds it down every month. Amen. And we just love on one another. We love on the community. So I'm looking forward to spending time with my family, my extended family. So we definitely going to be going express, amen, because I have a heart to be here, and I know God has called me also to be in the community, and that's what I love to do. I also have my babies. My girls are with me this morning, amen, and it shows them how to serve. So if you're not in our community, but you're in a different community, and they have pantries or they have other services that are going on, and you want to be a part of it, get involved. Stop putting it off. Stop procrastinating. And also allow it to be a family adventure. Amen. It'll keep you humble as well as your family. Amen. But if you're in the Bronx and you want to be a part of our pantry, amen, we are in need of volunteers. So please hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up at The Morning Glory Ivy of Hope and let me know that you heard about the Kingdom Life Pantry and you would like to volunteer, your time is every third Saturday of the month between the hours of 11 and 1 p.m. Amen. We also been approved by the Food Bank. God is awesome. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for considering us. Amen. So we're going to have an awesome time today. Today we're talking about our men on fire. We want to speak about this awesome man. He is a New York resident, and he's an activist. His name is Kevin Livingston. He is the founder of 100 Suits for 100 Men, which is a nonprofit organization that helps young gang members and ex-convicts reestablish themselves in society. Radio Angel actually introduced me to this gentleman, and I felt it feasible, worthy enough to bring him to the show because of his history, his passion to want to do something great. Amen. According to the new analyst of data released by the National Gang Intelligence Center, by the office of the U.S. Senator Christine Gillibrand, there are as many as 50,000 gang members in New York. 50,000. Country statistics for the New York State. In New York City, there are as many as 22,000 gang members. And a county estimated number of gang members in the Bronx. In the newfound Bronx, we have over 2,500 to 3,400 kings. Amen. That's the name of the gang. They're called kings. Amen. And in Brooklyn, they have 3,500 to 1,000 gang members. Lord Jesus, I know that's why I don't go to Brooklyn. Sorry, y'all. That was a sidebar. I love Brooklyn. I got my girl, Barbara, from Brooklyn. I got family that live in the pink houses, so I do go to Brooklyn. I was just teasing. In New York, New York City, Manhattan, 500 to 2,400 gang members. In Queens, another part of the borough that I hang out in, 2,500. So the same thing. Oh, so Queens and Bronx, y'all equal, okay, and Richmond, 524, so we have a lot of gang members, totally, again, 50,000 gang members, and in these gangs, there are times when a young man or young men would like to, you know, go in the initiation, void it, get rid of it, and some of them have to go through, like they had to go through, I call the rites of passage, amen, to be a part. It's called initiation, ceremonies, things that they have to do, which are sometimes illegal. Sometimes it is. I don't know because I've never been in the game. But dealing with some of my clients that I've dealt with and sharing their stories about their involvement in gangs and what they had to do to exit, to get out, amen, it's crucial. So I take my hat off. I salute you for all of you men, all of you young men who were once part of a gang, walked around with the colors, did things that you knew that you shouldn't be doing, but you just got caught up. And one day you came to your senses. You got clarity. You got saved. Somebody came to save you. You found Jesus. I don't know. Your parents came and got you. You felt the love of someone outside of this gang, and you got out. I salute you because you are alive today. You are speaking today. You are functioning in society without having to turn your back or look around and say, hey, they're going to come and get me. I thank God for the gang leader seeing something in you, and they allowed you to go. Hey, hallelujah. I thank God that he didn't put a bullet in you. I thank God that he didn't slash your throat. I thank God that nobody had to beat you up and you were broken up and you had to be in ICU. I thank God that you are alive and well today. You might not have everything. You might have a little scars from the past, but guess what? That's a reminder how good and faithful our God is. So I want to thank you, and for anybody that's listening, and you know that your children are part of a gang, you keep praying, you keep believing, you let them know every day when they walk out that door that you love them and you want them to make it back home safely. I don't care what you need to do, but make sure you get home, because your soul is important. I love you, son. I love you, daughter. We got to speak it into until it breaks something inside of them, until they understand that they are part of the greatest family that God connected them to. Come on, people. And if they don't have a biological family, come over to Kingdom Life Family. We'll be your spiritual family. You don't have to live the way that you're living. If you want to get out, come on, call us up. Inbox me, The Morning Glory, IV of Hope. We have men, we have women, we have people from different organizations, amen, that will help you through this process. You're never alone, amen. Don't think it's too hard. Don't think those doors will never open. You have an exit appointment, and it is today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited for this brother Kevin, what he is doing in the community. And his focus is actually in the southern part of Queens. Amen. There's something about that area that he said, I need to go out into the highways and byways, and I need to empower these men. Amen. And also he said, you know what? Not only the gang members, amen, but the ex-offenders. When I come back, I'm going to talk about some ex-offenders. Amen. Because I work with some of them, and it is hard, difficult, strange for them to come out in society. And first of all, wear the jacket, because a lot of them, when they exit, guess what? They're on parole. So even though they're free, they still have some obligations that they have to complete with the law. Amen. When I come back, talk about ex-offenders. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Happy Father's Day. We'll be back.
Eddie Farm will be having its annual singles conference from Friday, July 8th to Sunday, July 10th. This year's theme is Maximizing Your Singleness. Pastors Wilton and Clarelle DeGraff from Grace Gospel Tabernacle in Queens Village, New York, will be your facilitators for the weekend. In addition to fabulous times of worship and experiencing God's presence, come and hear a timely word, anointed word from the Lord. We have breakout sessions such as Leaving a Legacy and How You Should Handle Your Finances. In addition, we'll have a special guest DJ and a live Christian jazz band. There'll be tons of food, fellowship, and a lot of fun. So if you've never been married, you're divorced or widowed, that means you're single and this weekend is for you. Come expecting great things from God, and we look forward to seeing you there in July. Please go to eddyfarm.com, that's eddyfarm.com, to register, or you can call 845-858-4300 to register and get more information.
Yo, P, they ain't ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. Dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa,
he's gotta
work. Yeah,
he's gotta
work. Whoa,
he's gotta
work. Yeah,
check it out.
Why?
Yeah,
he's gotta
work.
Whoa,
Why?
That God's got it. Amen. He's got everything that you need within him because he is the creator of all things. So he's got it. Amen. Don't worry. Don't spend your evenings walking the floors. Trust and believe that God's got you. If you just tuning in, we want to talk about, amen, celebrating our men as we look at this gentleman, young, active in the community and geared to focus on gang members, amen, the ex-gang members and the ex-convicts, amen. This is a portion of society that had their own culture. When they come out, amen, from that era, from that culture, and they come into society and they try to readjust, it becomes very difficult. It becomes very strange to them. And sometimes they, at a crossroad, they have dilemmas and they say, well, you know what? I know how it feels when I was in there. And this is why sometimes we have repeated offenders. Amen. Sometimes we have people that go back into the game because they're not accepted in society because that jacket is still on them. Amen. And we have to learn as God has transforming them and transitioning them. We have to see the progress. We got to see them in their newness so that we can celebrate them, motivate them, and pull them through. Amen. No one loses in the kingdom. We are victorious on every side. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, if you're listening, to pull them in. Amen. And hold on to them until they feel that their feet are solid on the ground. That glory. Hallelujah. Now, last week, amen, and here's what's happening, which we're doing a survey because Radio Angel still likes. I didn't forget what we used to call it, Radio Angel. What we used to call it again? Oh, in the hood.
In the hood.
So Radio Angel likes In the Hood. I like Here's What's Happening. And we're doing a survey to see how many will vote for In the Hood or Here's What's Happening. So if you want to be a part of that, again, you can call us up and state which way you want to go, or you can inbox us at The Morning Glory, Ivy of Hope. But the gentleman came on, and Radio Angel met him last year at a singles retreat. So for all of our singles, whether you are divorce, widow, amen, a single parent, you know, or single without any children because you just choose to be single, then guess what? Even if you're dating, you're still single because you're not married to me. I'm sorry. But this is an awesome place. I've had the opportunity to experience Eddie Farm for myself. Kim and I went on a retreat, and I was a part of it, and it was awesome way back before she even went to this singles retreat last year. And there is no reception. So you're not on the phone. You ain't watching no TV. You are truly on a retreat. It is heavenly because you have the opportunity to walk the grounds and experience God in a different way. You're able to fellowship with people and not be interrupted because there's a call coming in. The children have something to say and hubby got something to say. You are focused on what your purpose is there, and the food is the bomb. Amen. Just the whole atmosphere is just beautiful. So, Kim, I know last week you shared your experience, but share with someone that was not listening on last week so that we can definitely get them registered for this year's single conference. Tell us about Eddie Farm and your experience.
Well, you know I was already tight because there was no reception, right?
Okay.
I couldn't get no internet. I couldn't get nothing. They'd have internet, but it's very light. And mm-hmm. You already know, I was going through it like, oh my goodness, I need some reception, I need something, but they didn't have it. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to be able to disconnect with social media. I mean, go on a fast, and when you go to Eddie Farm, guess what? You definitely will be fasting from social media and all the internet service. It's a wonderful place. When I went last year, it was not quite summer. It was around March. I mean, not March, June. So this time it's actually going to be summer. It's really nice. They have a pool. Of course, it's on the banks of the Delaware River. They have a lot of different activities there to do outside of the retreat. So, you know, the swimming pool was my place, right? The food is good. And you get to meet a lot of different people. Please know that when we go there, everybody there is not really there for the singles retreat. There are a lot of different organizations that are there that you will be able to mingle with, because there was a basketball, a men's fellowship there too. There was a cute guy there too. Sorry, I'm saying, I got to stay focused. But nonetheless, so there's a lot of different people, a lot of different organizations that's going to be there along with the singles retreat. So you can also definitely make some connections. I enjoyed it because I loved the way it was set up. This year is going to be really great because we're going to be talking about finances. We're going to be talking about creating a legacy. We're going to be talking about the bitter taste, which I can't think of the name of the workshop is. Bitterness, the bitter taste. I think that's the name of it. But they're all going to be good. And the wonderful thing is that we're having the financial workshop twice. So there's going to be the same one twice. Finances is a big thing. So you're going to learn some principal ways as far as the Bible is concerned, and then you're going to learn some practical ways. So it's going to be really, really good. So it's taking place July 8th, 9th, and 10th. And it's really going to be great. And the rooms start at $160 and up. That includes your food. So that'd be $160 for the whole weekend, not $160 per day, the whole weekend. Where can you go for $160 for the whole weekend with food included in a pool? And just like, and the wonderful thing about it is that that's a place where, you know, you can hear your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I just really want to talk about the grounds and how they have a wonderful southern porch. They have grounds where you can just go walk, get a little blanket and lay out in the grass and just read or just think or have time with God, because, as you know, life just boggles you down. And this is a great place to just be able to decompress, just relate, you know. And this year we're having, which is really cool because I'm kind of part of this part. We're having a mingle on Friday. So you already know that. Game Queen, that's me. Anybody who's ever been to any of my parties know that I love to play games and stuff. So we're going to have games. It's going to be really good. I'm so excited. And we're going to have, like Clarence had said last week, we're going to have an open mic. We're going to have a live jazz band. It's going to be really good. I'm super excited about this year. Really, really, really good. And for everybody who's coming, we have something super, super special for you, but I'm not going to tell you because I'm putting it together now. So I had a good time, and I'm inviting you to come and be a part of this. Grab your girlfriend, grab your homeboy. Let's come on out. Let's do this.
Yes, yes. It sounds so exciting. I'm not single, so I won't be attending. But for all you single ladies and men, I do believe you need to get out and just fellowship. You know, when I was single, I could talk about that portion. I got out, and I had an awesome time. Amen. I enjoyed my singleness. I believe God was preparing me, amen, for a committed marriage. But when I was single, I would travel. I hung out with my girls. We went everywhere.
Yes.
I really enjoyed myself. I didn't feel alone. I didn't feel like, oh, I need a boyfriend. And when holidays came, I celebrated. I bought my own self something. And I wasn't tripping. I just wasn't tripping. I wasn't settling for nobody because I wanted to be with somebody to get a gift. I wasn't playing those games. I was really learning me and what I needed in a marriage. So enjoy your singleness, and please be a part of this awesome event that's taking place in July, the single conference in, you know, at Eddie Farms, July the 8th through the 10th. It's the weekend, you know, like 2 days. Get away. Have some fun. You never know. match made in heaven. You never know what's going to happen. When we come back, we're going to have more on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope. Don't forget, we're expressing it because I got to get to the temple. We'll be back. I know we talk about convicts. We're going to talk about it as soon as I come back. We'll be back.
Sometimes I'm cold. Sometimes I'm hot. Sometimes I'm prayerful. Other times I'm just hot. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Yeah. Sometimes my faith feels used.
Hear a song and it just taps into your spirit, amen. And the spirit of the living God just takes over, amen. Get that song on this week and just play it over and over again. Let God do what He needs to do inside of you. Sometimes it's not the scripture, but it's the song, it's the lyrics, amen. The melody that will have you break out. And you'll be in the presence of the Almighty God. That's what we got to do sometimes. For you men, for my brothers, get that song and play it over and over while you're driving. Get your headphones and play something that's going to soothe you, balance you, give you a clarity of where you're heading. Amen? I know it's not easy. I said this before. You know, I'm a social worker, and my specialty is substance abuse and mental health. And HRA refers clients to us. And when they come in with baggage. We all got baggage. But some of them come in, and you can see the weight on them. Some of them come in, and they're angry, and they're resistant. They know they need it, but for them just to admit that they need it. And then some come in so humble, some broken, they're crying, and they just sharing what they've been through, sharing their fears. You know, when they say, I don't even know how to operate a cell phone. When I was locked up, there was no cell phone. I don't even know how to do a resume. I don't know how to go online, because now you don't go and do the footwork and go to every organization and give and hand in a resume. No, you got to do a resume online. Everything is online, modern technology. So these are all the barriers and all of the obstacles that they got to deal with.
Not only that, let's bring it in. Guess what they got to deal with? They got to deal with the family. They got to deal with, well, that family who allowed them to be released to their home, allowed them to stay when there is no income coming in until they get settled in. Will they use the parolee as a leverage to manipulate their loved one? Will they constantly remind them every day, well, you put yourself in this predicament, you want me to help you and all. They don't need that stuff. They're already going through trouble. They're trying to figure it out. The first thing that we people need to do when dealing with anyone who you know or who has told you that they are an ex-gang member or ex-con, the first thing that you need to know is to encourage them that as long as they keep putting their foot out there, taking one step at a time, the doors are going to open, that they have to begin to show people the new. Remember I talked about it, the progress, what God is doing, the newness as they God is transforming them, right, as they being transition from one level of their life to the next, that we have to start looking at that. That's what they have to demonstrate. Because when they look at that resume and they have a huge gap from one employment to the next, that's questionable. That's like a red flag for an employee. You got to be able to share. And you got to be able to be honest. Got to say, yeah, I messed up. I was crazy and silly back then. I ain't know no better, but now I do. And since then, I have done X, Y, and Z. Let me read something to you. Finding a job with a cellmate is going to be difficult, so you are going to have to prepare yourself for a struggle. Always be honest with that loved one, that individual who approaches you, and they feel like you are resourceful, or they feel like you just, you know, sensitized to their situation, that you'll be a listener. Amen. Let them know, yes, it's going to be hard, but we're going to get through this. I'm going to give you some information. I'm going to hook you up with some people. I suggest you do this, do that, do that. And when they say, well, I don't even know how to get on the computer, show them, take time out. Amen. Prison prepares them limitedly, meaning it gets them by. They are in survival mode. Some people go to prison, they get degrees, they write books, and that's wonderful, but there are others who got caught up in some kind of game to survive. They got caught up in missing their loved ones. They didn't take advantage of the opportunities. So guess what? When they come out, they're like grown babies trying to fend for themselves. And you can't give them meat when they're still on the bottle. And that's not trying to insult nobody. You got to meet them where they re-enter into a whole new world. And we have to begin to encourage them. So just like Kevin Livingston, you don't have to have a not-for-profit organization. You don't have to live in Queens. You can live right where you are. Hey, you know some of these young men because you haven't seen them in a while. You have built relationship before they was incarcerated. You tried to warn them before they got in trouble. That's over with and done with. What do you have inside of you now? What do you know right now that's going to propel them to move forward and not look back and want to go back there? See, that's the thing. I don't want my clients to ever look back and feel like that's better for them. And when they have those moments, I'm on them. Every day call, hey, what's up? What we doing? You feeling good today? And like, Miss Under, well, you always bubble. Yep. Because I believe in you. You can do better than this. I know you can do better. When they say, no, I can't. Yes, you can. You know how to flip a bill. You know how to protect yourself. Come on. You can do better. What is it that you want to do? What did you think about doing before you got into this situation? Rekindle the passion. Rekindle the urges. Rekindle the talent and the gift that God. Everybody is born with a gift and talent. And we have to cultivate it. We got to feed it. We got to water it. You got to speak life to it. You got to remind them that it's there inside of them. Be like, okay, let's go over where you was at. What do you want to do? Because the great thing about the state is that you can take a learning, I don't use the word bad, a learning situation and turn it around to be a great seller because somebody wants to hear your story. Someone else that was on the same journey that you were on needs to know that there is hope, that there is an end to that madness that they're in. Trust me, my clients do not want to get up every day drunk, intoxicated, don't know where they're at, wind up in prison, didn't know how they got there. They don't want to go back there, but it's comfortable if they've never been introduced to something new. Introduce them to the phone. Show them how to get the Obama phones. Show them how to go to the library and get free training on the internet, how to do a resume, how to be job ready. Do a mock interview with them. Show them. Show them after a while how they can do a home relief. And guess what? The state can wipe away, close out their path. They get good relief, meaning that they've been in good behavior, good standards with the parole office. They followed the stipulations, the curfew. They got a job. And here's another tip. There's a program here in New York called CEO, and it's for people who come out. You know, they were in prison. These are ex-convicts. They come home. So they labor work. They get paid minimum wages. But that is a new start to building a new resume. Amen? So it also gives them an opportunity to get favor on that job where the employee is aware of their past, but gave them an opportunity. I believe that chances are there for you. I'm speaking to that ex-convict. I'm speaking to your son, your daughter that has been convicted of a crime, came home, and now they're in the room, and they're staying in their beds, and they feel like they don't have nothing to do. No, they got something to do. Get up. Give them a schedule. Help them plan out a day. Give them some chores around the house. Give them life. They need life. They need to feel a part of. Give them responsibilities. But I'm not telling you to overshadow them and always be, no, say, hey, baby, you know, you feel like doing this? Oh, mommy needs so-and-so done. Allow them to feel connected. They need to feel connected. They need to feel alive again. They need to smell the air and see that they're free and they no longer have to be in confinement for, 11 hours and get out for an hour, that they don't have to just eat this, that they can have choices and they can wear certain things. They got to want life. They have to want their freedom. I'm telling you, you got to sing it. You got to encourage them. You got to instill them that this side is better than that side. I'm telling you, I know it's hard out here, but at least you're out here. Things can happen. You can, a miracle can form. A door can open. Somebody can call you for that job today. You can't go back there because once you confine, you can't get that job because somebody else will step in and take your place. You can't go back there. I don't want to see you there anymore. I don't have to send you care packages when I can give it to you right here. Ah, glory, hallelujah. You got to love on them. These are our young men. These are our sons. And they need our love. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. Love on them unconditionally. If they slip, slide, then pick them back up. They start hanging out with the old crew, invite them to dinner and say, hey, what y'all doing now? Because I know y'all planning something. Let me help y'all out here. You know such and such. You know where it took them before. Let's do something different. Let's strategize and do something worthy. Don't you want to, help the young men? Don't you want to help the young? You got to bring up stuff to stir up the gifts inside of them, to change their thoughts from negative to positive, to make them feel worthy and make them feel worth living. So we as a family need to grab them, hold on to them and help them every step of the way. There are people who have been incarcerated for 15, 25 years. Get out. Their children are grown. They got grandchildren that they have never seen. They don't even know how to have a conversation with their daughter, with their son, because they have missed so much. But you know what I tell my clients? The first thing is to say, hi, I miss you. I love you. Catch me up. I want to know. Oh, Dad, it's going to take to know. I got all the time in the world now. I want to hear what life has been like for you. Honey, that child will be so glad to sit with that father. Because the fact that he wants to know, he wants to get caught up. And I will start reuniting them again. Father, daughter, father, son. And it builds their confidence. It builds their hope. It gives them motivation. It gives them a drive. So I know we're going to express it there. But before we leave this radio show, I want to minister to someone who don't know Jesus. I want to minister to someone that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you already was caught up and you had to do your time. I want you to know that you can still love on God. You can still be a part of the kingdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that man, that young boy who has lost his way in the world. I pray that your love that covers a multitude of sin, draw them to you now. God, I pray that even in their current situation, God, that they call you for help, for guidance, for a solution to their situations. Pray for their souls today. Those that don't know you, Father, I pray for their hearts to soften, that they'll receive you today. I pray that the evangelist is out there now on the streets, ready to connect to your son. I pray that their words and their heart are seasoned for his situation, to minister to him, to let him know that he's a loved child, that you created him, and everything that you create is good because you are a good God. I pray for those that accepted you, but Father, they had to do time, and now, Father, they can't even find a church home. They don't know where to go. They don't even know where to begin. Father, guide them to a ministry that will accept them as who they are and who you created them to be, that they will get the word and get rooted and grounded in you and build their personal relationship with you. I pray for the families who deal with their loved ones incarcerated. I pray that they have not abandoned them nor forsaken them. I pray that they send care packages. I pray that they travel and go visit. I pray that there's a communication. I pray, Father, that there's a spirit of discernment, that they will discern the need for that family member, that prayers will go up for them, that they will never feel abandoned or left alone. I pray, God, when they go to the board, oh God, that they get their parole papers this week. I pray that someone that didn't even commit a crime, I pray, oh God, that they will look at the papers, look at the evidence, and set them free, oh God. I pray for a child today that don't know their father because they was in prison when they were born, and the mother don't allow them to visit. I pray, Father, that she or he'll begin to ask questions about their daddy. I pray that you have healed that woman's heart and you have healed that family that promotes her to separate that child or those children from her dad. God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they'll say, hey, your father is alive, but he is not here. We're going to connect you to your dad. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring our families back together. Bring them together that we can love one another in spite of our differences. Lord God, allow us to be the image of you, the image of what you believe in. Family, God, in the name of Jesus, restore our families, God. Restore marriages today. Restore relationships, oh God. Children are involved. Grandchildren are involved. Families are involved. Father, they are a mess, but with you, all things are possible. Touch them now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Put a hinge around our families today. Put a hinge around our families today. Put a hinge around our families. Protect our families from seen and unseen dangers. Oh, God, have your way today like never before. Lord, we thank you for this weekend. We thank you for every father that will be celebrated. Those, Father, Lord God, will be acknowledged as a dad. Father, we say thank you for showing who they are, that we could love on them, oh, God, like you loved us, because, Lord, you are God that loves unconditionally. So we thank you today, and we bless you in Jesus' holy name. Wherever you at, just say amen. Just begin to lift up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my daddy. Thank you for my spiritual father. Thank you for the man that stepped in. The man on the corner, Father. Ah, God, the one that crossed the street. The one that helped me cross the street. The one that looks after my son and my daughter. The one that says, no, you should not be doing that. Because if you do, I'm going to tell your parents. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the bold men that stand in the gap, oh God. Lord, we bless you today, here and now and forevermore, because you are worthy, oh God. We give you glory. Happy Father's Day to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You reign in our lives today. You shower us with your love each and every day. So today we give us to you, to love on you, to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget about the ex-gang members and the ex-offenders. And after a while, I want you to stop saying ex because they are victorious. Amen. See them, what God is creating. We'll be back on next week. We're going to have returning guests with us. We're going to have an awesome time as we look at these distinguished men. I know you know men who are doing awesome things in the community. Here's your opportunity to share so that they can shine. Send us their information. We'll do all the work. We'll reach out to them. You can email us at hope@themorningglory.org, or you can inbox us at The Morning Glory, Ivy of Hope. We'll be back on next week, 90-minute segment. I love you. I appreciate you. Keep hope alive by being an example of Christ. God bless you. Have a phenomenal weekend.
My Father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, never end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my Father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree. just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play.